God, morning to you. If God is the problem, many of us, if not the majority of us, are fixers. When things go wrong or do not work as they are supposed to, we try to fix it, usually trying up to the limit of our expertise. And often, when we have done all we know how to do and the situation is still not fixed, we may scream at the object of our frustration, "What's the problem?" Our step of last resort is to call in the professionals and pay their price to solve the problem. It is like pouring salt in an open wound when the solution to our problem turns out to be so simple, yet so expensive. The year was 536 BC when 50,000 Jews under Zerubbabel returned to Jerusalem. In the seventh month of 536 BC, they built the altar and offered sacrifices. A year later, 535 BC, in the second month, work begins on rebuilding the temple, and the work stops. I can confidently imagine that there were more than a few families in Israel before Haggai the prophet appeared on the scene that were wondering and screaming, "What's the problem?" What was the problem in Jerusalem? In a word, God. And saints, if God is the problem, only God is the answer. It was now 520 BC and the sixth month, 15 years after they stopped working on the Lord's temple, when Haggai appears on the scene to tell the people what thus saith the Lord. Listen to what Haggai tells the people, Haggai 1, verses 3 through 6. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. There was not a soul in Jerusalem that could fix what was wrong, though I am sure they had tried all they knew how to do over that span of 15 years. But saints, if God is the problem, only God is the answer. Haggai continues to speak to the people what thus saith the Lord in verses 9 through 11 of Haggai chapter 1. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why, declares the Lord Almighty? Because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with his own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, and whatever the ground produces, on men and cattle, and on the labor of your hands. Saints, I'll say it again. If God is the problem, only God is the answer. God's solution, Haggai 1, verses 7 and 8. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build the house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. When we look around at all that is going on around us in the world today, the question is not, what's the problem with our world? The question is, who's causing the problem with our world? And if God is the problem, only God is the answer.